This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, the sky's light already.
Oh wow.
It's already light outside.
You know what's so rad I drove in about the weather we've had is that the city looked so clean.
Oh.
Like the rain had washed away. And so it'll be dirty enough in an hour or two.
Sure. But
give it time.
Don't worry.
Just as the sun was coming up and the sky was blue and everything just looked washed.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the best things about a good rain is just the clean, everything's fresh.
All
it's
the
had
dust
a good
runs
wash.
Down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yep.
Washes right out to the ocean. A plume of filth.
Oh, God. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
For me to swim in later.
I know. Yeah. I was thinking later today, you'll be in all that dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be great. Did you get a surf in yesterday?
I did not.
Was it pouring
in
your house?
It was windy and rainy, and I did chores. And then watched and played guitar. And then watched the Sharks lose.
Poor Sharks. Yep. Good season, guys.
Yep.
Lots of injuries and...
That's the way you got to look at it.
Yep.
I guess.
You did well. You made it to the semifinals.
Sucks.
It does suck.
Although, I think the Blues and the Bruins are, fairly old school teams. And
right.
Are they?
Is
St. Louis like one of the early?
St. Louis, I think, is, I know the Bruins are
Bruins
forever,
are the original six.
Yeah, right.
There were six teams and the Bruins were one of them.
What were the original six? Do you know?
I want to say it's the Rangers, the Bruins, the Blackhawks, probably two Canadian teams, maybe the Red Wings.
Right.
And no. Red Wings? I don't know. Someone will know. Tell us the original six.
Yeah.
What's the question?
The original six NHL
teams.
How
early was
the Bruins, the Blackhawks, the Red Wings, Montreal
Canadiens.
New York Rangers and Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, the Maple Leafs. Okay.
Three.
The only ones I missed was two. Two Canadian teams I missed. Yeah, so that's...
Where are the Red Wings?
The Red Wings were in there, yeah.
No, but where?
Detroit.
Detroit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, St. Louis not part of that, but still a rivalry that I'm sure people will enjoy.
Right. Well, it'll be fun. I'm sure we'll watch some of that. Well, by we, I mean John and John.
Oh, well, both have interest in each of the teams there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Fine.
Like they love getting together to watch sports? They hang at night?
Mm. They've been doing the same thing you did, going through all the Marvel movies.
Oh.
They're at, what did they watch last night? Maybe Winter Soldier?
Okay.
But they, trade off doing dinners on Tuesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'll walk over to their place on Tuesday,
or they'll come.
He made ribs. John made these beans. I've never had homemade baked beans. I don't think. I mean, probably
did
like at a barbecue place or whatever.
No,
he soaked them overnight, boiled them, did all the crap to them, put them in this in like a iron thing.
Skillet?
I don't even know what you call that thing—a Dutch oven—and he put it in the oven. In the oven for
beans.
Hours. You do. They got kind of mushy, but the flavor was just amazing.
Christina food poisoned us making.
No,
I've done that.
Food poisoned us, and I don't. I'm not saying that like what a dick. I'm saying that.
No,
like,
it was by
I'm
accident.
Just saying she made beans.
Yes.
And then we all ate. I came in here the next day. I was so sick. But I didn't want to, like, even... I felt like if I said anything, I was just going to get sick.
Yeah, right. It's nice to hide it. So you're like, man, undercover. Oh. Like, oh my God, I'm cramping. Oh!
It was so good.
I gotta go to the bathroom real quick.
Everybody who ate them got sick. Yeah. And she was like, I don't think I rinsed them enough.
Yeah. Oh.
Right? Like, there's a rinsing process.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That she goes, I think I got us. I think I did it.
Yep. I did the same thing one time. Another time, I used to make beans with my dad, and he accused me one time of burning the beans. And throwing them away. It's because they got so mushy and soupy that he thought that I had messed them up. Because he went out for the day and I had to watch the beans the entire day.
Right.
And they just got soupy. And I remember going, no, Dad, I swear I didn't. I was like crying, like, no, I didn't throw away the beans.
These are the beans.
Yeah, these are the beans. There's two left in there. But but I did make John and myself sick by not preparing the beans properly. So since then, it's been 10 years. I still won't make beans.
Oh. That's, wow. Yeah. I didn't realize. I mean, it
not
seems
a
like
good
they're
bean
just
maker or a good rice maker.
Oh. Yeah. It's you just need a rice cooker. That's
I just do the bag rice, you know.
Oh, you drop the little bag in.
Yeah, it's good as golden. Oh. It's all good.
We do the short grain brown rice in the Instapot. It's perfect every time, and it cooks in half the time the other rice cooker does.
And still has good flavor.
And is great.
Yeah, brown rice takes forever in the rice. Like, you have to budget over an hour
for it to
cook it.
It's got to be the short grain, though.
Oh, I don't even know. Whatever John makes.
I know. My husband makes good rice.
Yeah.
I just go, okay, that's your job.
So we had coleslaw and ribs. The ribs.
They made homemade coleslaw?
Yeah, she made homemade coleslaw. Dang. And John
made
the
beans.
They
got a lot of time in their hands.
They had stuff.
So did you guys watch the game last night? Or
I didn't watch the game. Oh. I went home. I went home and went to bed.
You know, having watched some of the Marvel movies out of order, I found them to be... each one of them left me kind of clueless about what the hell is going on. How is all this tied together? Watching them in order made them so much better for me. And
really?
I think that, you know, look, I never once opened a comic book. I don't care about comic books. I realize there's a lot of you going, what are you not? Good. Yeah. That's great. I look at a book. I want to read a story.
I don't like the pictures either.
I'm not into
it.
They
just never were for me.
You know, if you wrote me Batman in a book, I'd read that. But in a comic book, I'm not down. So... But, you know, now that I've gone through them all, I like them.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. They're really done well, that's for sure.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think like, I don't know, Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Yeah.
Bleh.
I loved the first one.
I did too.
The second one's fine.
They dropped,
it's fine. It's all right. Little baby Groot.
Chris Pratt, believable as... I don't know. What is he, a superhero?
Yeah, he's
Star-Lord.
He's actually good. It's just the story about his dad and like...
Yeah,
the fake planet.
I'm sorry, his dad's a planet? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Spoiler alert, I guess.
Please, that's got to be 2 years old.
Yeah, at least.
But yeah, they're good. So Star-Lord. I'm sure they're having fun with it because once you start getting them in order, you go, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how that guy ties in.
I see.
Get it.
Yeah. Ant-Man matters somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and what like, about the Wasp?
Ant-Man, Wasp is part of the story. Yes, they all matter.
Is Wasp in Endgame?
I haven't seen Endgame yet.
Right.
I might see it this week, though.
Did you see Infinity Wars?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Infinity Wars is the one that I can rent.
That's on
the
Netflix
new one.
Right now.
Right.
Infinity Wars.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you can
I watched that on the treadmill. It was great.
Oh. It's a lot of time on the treadmill.
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh,
I mean,
I
in
see.
Pieces.
I see. Got it.
30 here,
yeah,
40 there,
idea.
30 well, here.
Thanks to Xfinity, you can just take it wherever you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm sure they're enjoying that.
Yeah. No, they do seem to be, and they, you know.
They have a little edible and.
Oh, I don't.
Edible.
I don't. They had dinner.
Oh well, it
Maybe
seems
some
to
wine
me like
or drinky poo.
Yeah,
yeah, they definitely are drinking during these.
It seems to me like that would make that little world even more
right.
That's what I used to like about pot, was I seemed to be able to become my environment.
You melted.
I had this whole, like, I'm so part of this
I'm
now.
So in this.
I used to just, when I worked at the car wash, I'd be like, I actually like cars and washing cars. And this is... It's just stupid, but
I am one with the rag.
I'm wiping the dirt away.
Away, dirt away.
Washed clean.
Be gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was into
shammy,
it.
Shammy, shammy, cocoa butt. Hey, people want to know if you make cornbread.
No, I didn't make anything.
God,
so you cleaned up?
I love cornbread.
I cleared the table off. You know, I didn't. I don't do too much. I'm super grateful, though. You know, I mean, I definitely express my gratitude. You know, it's funny because I was thinking about, like, I just don't enjoy cooking. Like,
I don't either.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I don't. And it's nice because there's people in my life who really enjoy it.
Well, I think my method of cooking is that's one with the knife. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But your thing is your purse making and your arts and crafts that you do. That's your getaway.
And my garden
stuff.
My garden.
Yeah, in your garden.
All about
That's
my garden.
That's really great. Vinny's is his surfing, his guitar, and so reading books. You guys, everyone has something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's like I feel defensive about it. Like it's not that I can't cook. It's like I've made good
things.
You
don't want to.
I don't enjoy it the way everyone else is, like, up to their elbows in flour. I'm like, oh, that looks awful.
Yeah. That's our way of getting our hands dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
We all come out with a product of some kind.
Everybody's got something.
Well, you've never had to either, so that's good.
No, it's true.
You ever get dumped, you'll find yourself figuring out how to cook fast.
Oh, no, I'll just invite my son to move in with me.
There you go.
Like, what?
You should live here. He would cook all day. Mm. I'm like, you know, you're going to do whatever computer thing you're going to do. I'm like, maybe you should think about opening a bakery. Like, you can't believe the crap this kid makes.
Well, maybe that's his hobby part, and then his work job. His work life.
Yeah,
his,
you know, living in the Bay
different
Area,
parts of
he's
going
to want to work in tech, not in baking.
Right. Baking doesn't seem as
lucrative.
Although Acme Baking, they did very well.
Yeah.
You know, some people bake.
Right, but most of the jobs are in tech, and that's
true. Yeah.
Unless
they pay well.
Some tech company buys out your baking company.
Right. I came up with an app for making the perfect bread.
I know not everybody coming up wants to be in tech, but if you want to live in the Bay Area, the tech jobs are where you're going to be able to make the money to afford to live in the Bay Area.
Right.
It kind of seems like that's the move. There isn't another one.
It is really, it's almost disheartening how the jobs that support everyone else are not, that you almost can't make enough just to live here. But those are jobs that are needed.
Well, there's going to have to be some, as this continues, and I don't know if it will continue or if it will. I mean, we've heard stories about how, what did they say? How did they word it? They had, like, can you think of another city that existed completely about the industry that it had grown? And then as that industry changed, that town went to
put,
and it was Detroit, the car, the automotive business, and they were saying, you know, Silicon Valley, as the business just branches out and leaves the area for cheaper places, maybe that will leave this place looking a lot like Detroit. I don't think that'll be the case,
because where would you rather live, really?
I mean, it's pretty great here.
I'd like to live where I can afford.
Well, there
Austin,
is that.
Here I come.
But it makes sense to go into tech, and they'll have to, at some point, if it continues, subsidize the other jobs. They're just going to have to.
Right.
There won't be any other way. With all the money coming into the... That's great. You changed the world, but you've destroyed the town that you are centered in.
No one can live here.
You have to subsidize the teachers.
Right.
You have to.
Right. Yeah. You almost have to subsidize the coffee shops.
And I actually think one of the things I don't know of, and I guess I could ask the missus, but we're not there yet. Our kids are, my kid's 5. She still picks her nose. So we're worrying about those kinds of things.
Is she still placing them on the couch?
No, she's not, thankfully.
Get a tissue.
But I think that what's got to happen is there has to be a certain number of positions in these companies for locals. Mm-hmm. Has to be. Like, it has to be put on them legally. You got to have internship programs, and you got to bring local people who live in the You can't keep going looking for talent in India. You got to bring locals in and start training them up. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't they? Shouldn't they?
I don't know. Is there any laws?
There's probably not laws, but I think there should be.
There should be, because that's the only way that's going to happen, because these people just want cheap, cheap, cheap. And if you outsource stuff.
Well, there's also a lot of super smart and talented people in other countries.
Yeah, right. Well, there's, you know.
That's why they have that. Have you guys seen how there's like this, in these companies, there are departments that go and get visas, work visas, for these people to bring them in. They're just in place to get the talent.
They have like a State Department liaison, and I need these 16 visas.
So just like that, there needs to be the same kind of department that finds the talent in Daly City.
Right.
And puts them in place at
wherever
Menlo Park.
Yeah.
Right.
At a living wage, if not more.
Well, yeah. I mean, in tech, they certainly.
God, the living wage just keeps going up and up, too. Like, it's like what you would need to be making that. I mean, honestly, this, like, what is it, $15 minimum wage in San Francisco?
Here, yeah.
It's like that is
what we pay our interns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just not. That's not getting anybody.
That's the
ahead.
Price to park. For the hour you're here.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly right.
So you just spent your hour's wage on the parking for your car.
God forbid you get a ticket because that's $72.
Right. Now you're in the hole.
Right. Yeah. I'm back in the red.
Mom, anyway.
What's the point?
Oh, my God.
I think some politician has already thought about what I just said, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
hopefully
yeah.
that's in action.
Well, you know, to me, it's about, it's like you said, we don't just need people to work in tech. Those people all have to eat. They all have to shop. They all have to have their kids at school somewhere. They all have to have a ride everywhere they go. Like, I mean, those are the jobs that need to be supported and possibly subsidized.
Keep the wheels on the car, man.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, you can work in tech all you want, but if you can't, if there's no place for you to eat or have coffee or put your kids for the day, you're screwed. All right. Well, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Super excited to be here. And
we thank you.
We do thank you.
For letting us be here.
Yeah, I know. Thanks to you. We're here. This is a two-way street, people. Happy to be in your car with you this morning or wherever you are. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be all right back. Hope day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.